This is a KUNV Studios original program.
The content of this program does not reflect the views or opinions of 91.5 Jazz and More, the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, or the Board of Regents of the Nevada System of Higher Education.
Welcome to There's No Aging in Vegas. I'm your host, Pat Landacre. Today's special guest is Joanne Russ. Let's get this party started.
Hello, 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 and welcome to episode 4, I can't believe it's actually happening, of the There's No Aging in Vegas show. You know, I started this show because I really wanted to empower other older adults and, you know, just let them know that, you know, you can age in a very positive way if you have a positive mindset. So all the stories and guests that are on this show are all about that. And today is no exception. First, I want to thank Mike Deeney from the Neon Museum. He was here with us last show. He did a great job, and he really opened up the, or let us peek behind the curtains of the Neon Museum, and I really appreciated that. But our guest today is no exception. She's aging artfully, I would say. She is a mainstay in the Vegas Valley and around the world, actually. So it's time for our AARP 5-minute segment. And today I have a really special guest. He's a great person. I call him a friend. Justin, are you there?
Hi, Pat. I am.
Hi, how are you doing? Now, Justin does so many things with AARP. I know him as the volunteer coordinator, but Justin, just give me a couple of those other titles that you use.
You know, in a nutshell, I consider myself an outreach director. I focus a lot on our events and our work in various areas, but two I specifically work in is North Las Vegas and Washoe County up north in Nevada. And then I also run our volunteer program here, as well as our veterans program as well, too.
Well, I know you do a lot. I don't even think you could really encapsulate it because you have so many hats. And I know all the volunteers love you. I've heard it from them personally. So just give me an idea of some of the opportunities that are at AARP that people can get involved with as a member and as a volunteer?
Yeah, our office is very unique. We encompass around three areas, and that is we focus a lot on education. So we're providing valuable information sometimes at tabling events. Sometimes we're doing seminars or workshops at senior centers or community agencies. Mm-hmm. We do our own version of community service by being able to partner with other nonprofits and government entities. And, of course, we also do advocacy. We fight for social change at a local and state level. We are nonpartisan, so we do not support any political party. But we do advocate for our 50-plus and overall for society as a whole. As you know, Pat, our founder was a principal, and all of our stuff is tied into educational. As long as we're educating our 50-plus, that's all we care about.
Well, let me just kind of bring up a couple of things that I'm aware of. I mean, the things you put in place for people who are aging and may not be able to find a niche to fit in or an event to go to or things like that. I mean, that's what you guys really provide, as you open those doors and make it a safe and fun opportunity for people to get out and get involved at whatever age. But I know, like, you know, you guys have caregiving forums. You guys did recently in February, you had a Cupid's crew, I think it was, and they went around to seniors in different community centers and things like that and handed out roses and had a little dance parties. Last show I had Janice with Cinemaniacs. And so you provide that opportunity for people to come together and watch movies and things like that. What are some of the other things that you do?
So I'm glad you mentioned the roses and Cinemaniacs, because one of the things our office does is try our best to partner with our volunteers and create unique community needs. So Cinemaniacs was actually created by our volunteers. They came to us one day and said, hey, we would love something like a book club, but for movies, because we don't like reading books, but we sure do like watching movies.
Wow.
So we created that group, and that group was created by our volunteers. Our office is just the machine behind that, and the volunteers help conceptualize it and make it into what it is. Our Roses was a great thing that our volunteers did as well. One of our internal departments, Wish of a Lifetime, reached out to us and said, we want to partner with your state office and offer roses to various places in Nevada. And we offer those roses at senior centers, at veteran homes. And our volunteers actually coordinate that. They reached out to all those entities, worked out the time. They made sure the roses were there in time and handed them out. And if you get a chance to look at the pictures, it was just the most beautiful thing you'll ever see. There was so many joy in those rooms.
Yeah, no, I saw that. I thought that was awesome. I had no idea that they do that. And now you also provide volunteers opportunities up north in Reno, where your other office is located. And I know that you were telling me about a gentleman who's offering swing dancing up there. And, you know, they've got some, it's really interesting. I've noticed that the things up north are a little bit different from the things offered down here. But are there any other unique programs, just really briefly, that are going on up there?
One of our volunteers actually helped create a swing class. So this was a need that he saw in his community. He said there was no safe place for seniors to get together and dance. So we created a event called Swing Saturdays. It's every fourth Saturday of the month. It's at the Ballroom of Reno in 2540 Sutro Street. And that one is an hour of dance instruction, and then the second hour where our instructor plays DJ. So the people that attend, of course, they're free. We don't charge them to attend. They don't have to be an ARP member either. It's just ARP's way of offering something unique to the 50-plus within their community and someplace that they can be able to get some self-care, especially if they're on a caregiving journey, or a much-needed socialization and get out the house.
Yeah, I mean, that's really what a lot of the programs do. And I'm just going to let everybody know that these opportunities are really endless. I mean, you can be a member of AARP and join the volunteer staff, give talks. Right here at UNLV, we had somebody come from AARP and talk to the OLLIE program. I mean, it's really endless what they do. You know, I'm going to go ahead and let everybody know, Justin, on your behalf, that more information is definitely available at aarpnevada.org. Is that the correct address?
It would actually be aarp.org/Nevada.
That's right. I knew I had something backwards. Justin, I wish I had so much more time with you. You know, just appreciate the effort that I've witnessed personally that you put out to get to so many places. You're always flying up north and back down and everything. And just know that so many people appreciate you. And you're actually out there. You're on those walks at the town center. You know, you're at that event booth in Reno. I mean, I don't even know how you do it. So, you know, I appreciate it. And I just want to personally thank you for all the effort that you put into everything.
Thank you for having me on your show, Pat. And cheers to you and your team for always offering top-notch things in our community.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate that. But anyway, I am so excited. I've been so excited about this, not just because she's my friend, but because she is so talented. And so humble about it. That's what amazes me. I mean, if I was her, I'd be like wearing it on my shirt. But her, you would never know. I want to introduce you to my guests, Joanne Russ. Joanne, like I said, it's such a joy to have you here. I know you just got back from New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm just curious, how long of a trip is that?
Yeah, thanks so much for having me on the show, Pat. And yeah, it's a long trip. the main airplane trip is about 13 hours LAX to Auckland, and then you've usually got, you know, some extra trips each side of that. So it's a little bit of a mission, but it was definitely worth it.
Well, I'm going to go off the map here for a second just because I so enjoyed seeing your pictures. I mean, is there anything that's not green or growing over there? Every picture you send had like a forest behind it or water or something. It just looks like such a gorgeous country.
It is beautiful. It is very green. A lot of it is the rain over there, right? It does actually rain quite a lot. Mm-hmm. But the beaches are absolutely beautiful. And this time of year, it was mm-hmm. just perfect. So it was a little hard to come back. But yeah, now I'm that sure. I'm here, I'm getting right back into it and enjoying everything that's going on in Las Vegas.
I was waiting for you to say, girl, come on over. I would have been
anytime.
On that plane. Been on that plane. Let me just tell you all a little bit about Joanne. She is originally from New Zealand. She graduated with a Bachelor of Visual Arts from MIT in Auckland. Now, MIT, like MIT here?
Not like MIT here. It's Manukau Institute of Technology in Auckland. And it was a school that also was focused on visual arts.
Oh, okay. So perfect. Well, no wonder.
Perfect for me.
Came out of there. But you were doing that stuff before you went to the school, right?
Mm-hmm.
You've been an artist for how long?
Yeah, I'd been more in the commercial world doing like graphic design mm-hmm. And also working in the computer graphics, which was still very much developing.
Yeah.
And publishing, so book design and things like that.
Oh, you shouldn't have told me that, because I'm getting ready to write another book. I've written 7, but I'd love to have one where the cover wasn't just kind of cut and paste
right?
by me. But let me continue. So in 2010, she relocated to Las Vegas, where she has worked predominantly in the medium of collage, which is just amazing. I look at your collages, I'm like, that looks like somebody painted it, because I know if I cut stuff out, you're going to know. But your stuff doesn't show it at all. Working in collage, creating surreal scenes where hybrid humans merge with desert plants and creatures. You know, I guess now that I've seen so much of your art, I realize, okay, that's exactly what it is. I never mm-hmm. realized that. An interest in the relationship of humans with their natural environment is a continuing thread throughout her work. Oh, Lord, it all makes sense. Since 2014... she has created collage projects and workshops where participants collaborate to produce large works. Her work has been seen at the UNLV Barrick Museum of Art, the Life is Beautiful Festival, the Nevada Museum of Art, the Torrance Art Museum, the Sydney Contemporary Art Fair, and has held collections in the Cosmopolitan, the Delano Hotel, Circa. I mean, look, and you're so humble about it. You would never know that when you go into, what's the bathroom one? Is that the Delano?
Meow Wolf, actually, as well. There's a bathroom mural on level 2 behind the pink door. You've got to look for it.
I forgot about Meow Wolf. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. You're just so many amazing places. And I you know, go down the street, and there's your billboard. There's your banner hanging off of a pole just in this place. I mean, it's just unbelievable all the places you are. Now, my favorite, which we won't probably show on the show, or maybe I'll slip it in, is that big sign you had on the side of the Cosmopolitan. That was amazing. How did that opportunity come up?
Yeah, that was great. That was when the P3 studio residencies were happening there. and as a residency artist, they would feature your artwork on the big marquee, digital marquee on the building. So,
I mean,
yeah,
it's
that was
like
pretty cool.
You're driving down Las Vegas.
Yeah.
How did that feel to see your work that on the side
that,
of the building?
That size, yeah. It's pretty cool, all right. And it was great opportunities because they brought in artists from other places and they also featured artists who were living and working here. So, yeah.
Wow.
There's a lot of great programs happening still. So,
yeah,
very grateful for those.
So now I can go back and ask you, your Still Golden piece. Tell me about that.
So this is a recent collage. I did a whole series really based on the kind of the golden theme of Las Vegas. So, you know, part of it is our amazing golden hour, you know, where the sun's just about to go down and the city just looks absolutely golden mm-hmm. and beautiful. I just love that time. But also like walking into, you know, a lot of the amazing hotels here where there's so much spectacle, there's so much kind of glamour and gold kind of going on there. So I kind of did a whole, it's kind of ongoing really. I'm doing a lot of works that build on that. And this was a still life. And of course, usually still lifes are paintings, right? Sometimes photography, not so often collage. So I really wanted to, expand and to kind of push myself a little bit with it. So yeah, I really enjoyed that process. And there's little kind of insects in there and some gold jewelry mixed in with the desert flowers.
I mean, first of all, what kind of scissors are you using that are so precise that, I mean, it looks painted. It doesn't even look like it's collaged or cut or anything. I mean, how long does it take to, like, just like the snake picture that I recently saw? How long did it take you to cut that out and make sure that?
Yeah, it's a time-consuming process, but I have to say that's actually my favorite part. For some reason, just using scissors and doing that analog, the old style of collage, you know, where it is cut and paste, it's not done in a digital way. I really enjoy that. Pasting, not so much, because if you go wrong at that point, it's kind of a little bit late and you've messed everything up. So the cutting, though, is fun, and the laying everything out is fun, and, you know, choosing how you want everything to relate to each other.
So. It's probably good therapy, too, because I know that's why they have kindergartners learn how to cut, because it calms them down and it makes them focus. Maybe I should come cut some stuff with you.
Safety scissors for the little ones.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Safety scissors. That's cute. Okay, so now the aerial. This picture has your banners in it. And what are those banners for? And where is that located? It's hanging off of something.
Yes, you can see these currently downtown Las Vegas, First Street. So it's the city of Las Vegas calls it the Aerial Art Gallery. And each block of First Street down from City Hall, they have a different artist whose artworks are featured on the banners there. So my block of banners is outside the English Hotel. And when I was there... Yeah, I captured, isn't it cool? They've got a lot of artwork there. And I captured different buildings actually along First Street. So I also incorporated City Hall itself and added some of my Bird Women figures in there. So they've kind of infiltrated downtown.
You've had some really, I would call that's a good thing for all of you out there, stuff hanging around. You know, going over streets and all kinds of things like that. And I know you've been doing this for a long time, and some of the pieces are probably a little older. How old are the ones we just discussed, the aerials?
So those are new. Those are very recent. This is the current, I kind of built on some earlier Bird Women, and then I adapted them for this project. So this is a very recent ongoing project that people can check out.
What street again?
First Street downtown Las Vegas.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's just amazing. And some of your works that, you know, you won't see on this show, but I will definitely have somewhere where you can go and see them. They're pretty sexy. Now, is that kind of your thing, or is that just how it fell together?
It definitely has been something I think that I've been interested in, particularly, you know, as women, kind of how we project ourselves, but also how we're seen. It's kind of owning that. And I think, you know, it's something as we age as well, it's important to kind of hold on to kind of feeling good in the way that, you know, we are and put ourselves out there in the world. Like, I'm not one for believing that at a certain age you have to, you know, wear certain clothes or have your hair a certain way, or, you know, like, I believe in creativity of expression. I have to say, I really see that with you, Pat. It's always something I've really enjoyed
You think? it's just all so fantastic and everything. I just, I look at all your pieces, of which there are many. And again, I will make sure those are available on my website, so everybody can see that. But I know you like holding workshops and everything, and you do those at Solonina?
I've been doing some recently at Solonina Art Space on Fremont Street. and also working with some school groups. I've worked with some senior centres as well. So I really enjoy actually working with all ages. Mm-hmm. Have done some where it's children coming in with parents and grandparents, yeah. and that's been a lot of fun as well.
So, yeah, mm-hmm. I don't even know where you get this energy from. I mean, we're both over 60, and yeah, you seem to accomplish way more getting around town than I do. Now, I know that there is an open call from the city of Las Vegas for 50-plus, is it just collage artists or artists?
All artists and all mediums.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And this is open now?
Yes, it is. It's an art competition. So it's... I think the city is actually really great at putting out opportunities for older folks, so older artists particularly. But I think with this kind of competition, you know, it's not like you have to have, you know, been, consider yourself an artist for a certain amount of time. If you enjoy making artwork, then this is a great opportunity to potentially have some work shown, and maybe you even might win some prize money.
Well, I know that you're part of the Nevada Arts Council and different places like that, and you're a great supporter of those efforts, and you're out there volunteering your time and different things. We were going to meet up, I think, last week, and you were over volunteering at the Springs Preserve.
State Museum.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. And so, you know, you are just all up in your medium, and you're so committed and dedicated to it. And, you know, I did a class that was all about creativity and aging because I realize how important that is. In my class, I asked people to kind of throw all their life experience into a pillowcase, shake it up, dump it out, and see what's there. Mm-hmm. And mine through it so that you can see some of the things you used to do that you can bring to today that will bring you so much joy. You know, creating is a huge thing. I still do that. I like to embroider. I like to, you know, writing is my thing. I that's how I express myself. And I have a monthly column in the Vegas Voice magazine where I get to do that every month. But moving forward, I mean, I know you'll continue doing what you're doing. Do you have any other things that you want to get into, or are you just going to stay in that lane?
Yeah, I'm really enjoying focusing on making new work. I've got more flexibility in how I'm choosing to spend my time these days, and yeah. I'm really enjoying that. I've got an exhibition coming up at a gallery in LA in June, so there'll be more information about that coming out soon, mm-hmm. but I need to really get working and, you know, finish some pieces for that. And I'm enjoying doing the workshops, and it's a great way to connect with people. And as you say, I think as we age, you know, the connection is so important.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, you have to find something. I work really hard with my clients and different individuals on just helping them kind of find their space, find who they are today and how they can utilize that. So anyway, it looks like I'm running out of time, but I just wanted to say that I want everybody to love their aging, because the alternative sucks. So you definitely want to embrace that and, you know, live life to the fullest. I'm just here preaching what I'm teaching, and I look forward to seeing everybody on the next There's No Aging in Vegas.
Program is underwritten by AARP Nevada, currently seeking volunteers for a variety of roles, including speakers for meetings, tech support for member events, and people who just want to meet and greet others. AARP Nevada offers training and support to help individuals help AARP Nevada. More information is available at states.aarp.org/Nevada.